Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Thorny Trap. Nature can be dangerous, though in a way it also knows some of our deepest desires. The perversions and pleasures that we hide. Nature is sharp, stingy. It can trap you and bind you until there's no escape. And most dangerous of all, it can find a way inside and thrust deep. This is very dangerous. You will feel pain, pleasure, your body scratched, possibly cut a little by the thorns, and yet you are still here, listening. Maybe you are already trapped. Maybe you are just beginning. I wonder where you ended up, how you found the place where nature can reach out and grab you. Your footsteps, your breathing, your presence may have triggered it. Would you notice the sound down on the ground, vines sliding, getting closer? The little twitch of a tree, a branch swaying towards, supporting more vines that are reaching for you. Would you know what to notice before it is too late? Are you already trapped in the vines that are heading towards you, or are you only just becoming aware of how they're wrapping around your body? They move steady. Once they are wrapped around your legs, your arms, they pull you down until you fall to the ground, and you can feel sharp edges, thorns, little scratches over your skin, the vine slowly growing around, pressing you down to the ground. The earth beneath you is cool. You are not. vines twist and turn, pushing themselves between your skin and your clothes. Sometimes they scratch either the fabric, your skin. It doesn't matter. But when they start pulling, it is as if your clothes are like paper, being torn away effortlessly. Every movement is slow and intense. The vines have you. Once all your clothes are gone, they lift you with ease, pulling you up by your wrists, your ankles, your waist, and then pulling you back against a tree. The tree is tall, old, wide. It is a very strong presence. If the situation was any different, it would almost be calming to be pressed against it. The rough bark against your naked skin, slightly warmer than the ground beneath you. Strong, stable, welcoming you with open branches. But you are not here for niceness. The vines pull your body tight against the trunk. Every time you make even the tiniest movement, it pulls you in further, wrapping around your arms and legs, more and more spiraling until it covers most of your limbs. Movement is dangerous, as the tiniest shift means that the thorns on the vine scratch and make you bleed. Every movement is an intense sensation, some of it strangely nice, as if the pain itself is becoming pleasure. You smell something. You taste something. As sweet as honey and yet different. Some kind of syrup, ambrosia. The taste, the scent of it is intoxicating, almost immediately making you lightheaded and your body on fire. The strange sensations, your heartbeat, your breathing, the pain is rapidly becoming pleasure. And as your legs and arms are being spread against the trunk, you feel dangerously open. You can hear a soft creaking as a thicker vine is growing closer. You can almost feel the coldness as the tip of the vine is exploring, pressing against an opening down there. For a moment you realize that this plant has thorns. You don't know if the one between your legs does as well. There's a strange secretion of fluids as it continues to grow towards and inside of you, beginning to penetrate and fill. The vines keep you in place tightly. Any moan, any sound you make results in more sensation as you can feel the thorns scratching against your skin, across your chest, keeping you in place. You can still move your head, but the strange fluids, the ambrosia, the nectar, it's just slowly dripping into your mouth. You hadn't even noticed the vine close to your lips, waiting for you to unconsciously start taking the nectar voluntarily, licking, sucking. And then you feel the pressure between your legs increase. The fullness between your legs is becoming intense and immense. And there's a movement inside, not unlike thrusting, as if it is trying to take you somehow. And there's another sensation that makes this quite curious. The vine inside of you is not smooth. You can feel something forming inside of you. If there's sharpness or just mere texture like bark, it's hard to tell. You're overwhelmed by sensation. And the dripping that's happening down there may as well be something darker. There's almost a silence in the forest besides your own sounds. No creatures. Nothing is observing you, just the tree, the vines are here. The movement is slow but methodical, rhythmic, pulsing. Why is anyone's guess? The thrusts are deep. And they keep pushing you to a new height of enjoyment. The pain and pleasure mixing, sharpness, pulling, shifting, scratching. And how deep does it go? How far can you still feel it entering you? It keeps taking you as if it's feeding on your arousal, your pain, your pleasure, your sensations. And you're being pressed so hard against the tree, it's almost as if it's absorbing you. thrusts continue, unchanging, deep thrusts, and it's difficult to stay awake, to stay aware, to stay conscious with all of this. The pain and pleasure is increasing as you unconsciously continue to suckle on the sweet nectar that you're given. Has the presence of that thing in your mouth been there for a while already? Are you just mindlessly hanging here as the tree, the vines, nature takes you in this thorny trap? Deep, intense thrust, unable to feel if it's sharpness or soreness between your legs. Your limbs practically powerless, hanging there limp, happy, horny, confused, in pain. How long will this last? Maybe you just pass out and not even know anymore what happened, finding yourself later with a confused body and mind. How long will this go on as the vines keep taking and thrusting wherever they like? How long until you're just overwhelmed and shutting down? The pain is so good, the pleasure is too much. It's a drop of something that falls from your body and stains the ground. In a moment, this file will end. Maybe you'll be left there hanging, penetrated, mindlessly drifting against a tree, when my voice follows, making it even more real. Or perhaps, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself awakened, sore, confused, sensitive. Skin covered in the scratches of the thorns, your mind barely able to piece it together while you're unconscious, can still feel it echo for a little while longer. Careful, you might remain trapped for quite a while like this, and think that you're still just there, listening, exploring the forest, and falling even deeper. Enjoy.